Thank you, Houston, for making the Blitz the number one sports show. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Joseph, now that the Eagles signed Bradford and the 49ers stuck with Cap, what are the odds the Texans trade up and end up with Wentz?
That's a long way to trade up.
Realistically, I think the highest you could probably get is 12. Because if I'm the Rams, I'm not letting that guy get past me, and I'm closer than you. I can move up.
Yeah.
If you're the Texans, you really want a quarterback. If you want one of the top three, your hope is that somebody like Paxton Lynch's stock goes down, and you might have a shot at him at 22.
Houston Rockets are apparently on the verge of signing Michael Beasley, who is the Chinese League MVP. Just stay over there in China. Make your millions of dollars that you're probably making over there.
You can come back and play the rest of the season and go back there next year.
If you could be one of the worst guys on an NBA roster or the best guy in the Chinese League,
I would play there the season and come back to the States one way or the other. So while I'm here, I might as well play a little basketball.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Hey, I think I just went under. I only did it once.
Congratulations.
I only did it once, and I said by the end of the day, Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
And that was the last one. Okay, I can't keep up with all these because they're all funny. Bear Creek Park for one. I guess we're Park Eskimo Brothers then, because I've also...
Oh, you guys did at the same park?
Yeah, same
not
park.
Not the same chick, though.
No, right? Not the same woman. I'm assuming not the same woman. I don't know, but...
God, you guys are having sex and all over the place.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you guys?
Travis with his 2014 Chevy Spark.
Get a room.
Ryan with a 2000 VW Golf in a parking garage before an Astros game. I'm telling you, those downtown parking garages get some action.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I at least four occasions when I've taken the dog out at night, there's a little lot right behind us.
Have you seen action?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There have been people in there. You know, guys, you can abstain. You don't have to do this. Of course, fake John McClane had relations in a LeBaron with the top down in the parking lot of a Waco K-Bobs. And
that's a fine K-Bob they have there in Waco.
Good poll from 512. What fast food restaurant would you have sex at? Well, would you want to have it at Whataburger because that's the best, or would you rather have it at some place that you don't like the food?
I wouldn't want to have it at Whataburger because if I ever do eat fast food, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So,
and you don't
want
to...
I don't want to be... What if they ban me? You know, I wouldn't want that. I'd probably go with Burger King.
Yeah, me too, because I have no problem being banned from Burger King. In fact, I'm self-banned from Burger King.
What are they
going
to do? Tell me you can't come to our Burger King anymore?
You can never eat our food again.
Oh, you got me, bro. Burn.
Yeah, Rico's got it. I'm a Parksimo brother with that listener. Yeah, that works. Lamont mentioned Astro World. Man, there are so many places there. When we were talking about Astro, that was... Man, in my youth, and especially when they started doing concerts there, oh, those were the good old days.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm old now.
You are.
Never again. No, never again.
No, you'll never have sex again in Astroworld.
No, or probably anywhere at this stage in my life because I'm ancient. God, these are so funny. Let's grab a phone call. Renee, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, what are the odds that the Texans will get a good free agent quarterback? And I think the best spot that I did it in the backseat and was in a HEB parking lot in a 1982 Fleetwood Cadillac. Yeah, have a good day, brother.
Good for you. As far as the
any Blitz listeners that are cops will be checking all those places now. Damn you!
That's true. As far as the best, I mean, the Texans getting a good free agent quarterback, that seems very unlikely because there aren't really any good free agent quarterbacks. So I'll go 0% that they get one.
Yeah, I mean, the best potential one is Brock Osweiler. We don't know what he is. I'm not throwing big money at that guy. I don't think he's getting out of Denver, but if you throw big money at that guy, good luck. Yeah. I wasn't all that impressed with what I saw out of him. I mean, the way that team played so close to the vest because the way their defense played, they could. I don't know what all the fuss is about, but maybe he winds up being the guy.
Boy, you guys have had sex in some terrible places.
And some fun places.
Nick had sex on a jungle gym at church.
Oh.
Says he wasn't proud of himself, but he did it 3 more times. Brandon had sex at an IHOP off NASA Road 1. I hope outside the IHOP, not inside the IHOP. Boy, you guys are making me not want to go eat anywhere ever again.
Ford Explorer Wave Pool parking lot. Those Explorers have, there's room in there. I can't read half of these, but damn entertaining, I'll say that.
Yep.
Let's squeeze Nick on real quick. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, guys?
Sports.
Hey, guys, I don't have till 6:15, but I wanted to know the odds that Barry Warner and Judy Dickinson elope to Florida by the end of the year and we get some good AM radio.
It's quite possible.
Good AM radio?
Yeah.
No, you're not going to get good AM radio.
Well, if Barry Warner and Judy Dickinson eloped and went to Florida, maybe they'll be on the AM radio there.
But I assumed he meant AM radio here.
I don't know. What do I know? I know very little about Barry Warner or Judy Dickinson, if I'm being totally honest.
I don't even know. Yeah. Both Striving for Success and Disco Biscuit weigh in with different restrooms. One's Greens Point Park and one's a bar bathroom. Maybe any chance those? Yeah.
Hold on. Which one did Disco Biscuit weigh in with?
A bar bathroom.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was like, Disco Biscuit, you're a lady. Don't go to Greens Point Mall or Greens Point Park and you go to a restroom. I mean, a bar bathroom, that's not much better, though. As a matter of fact, if you're a lady, please don't tell me about the awful places you've had sex because it just, I'll be honest, it makes me think less of you.
It makes me think more of you, but that just, you know, it's the difference of opinion. 03 Scion, you know those boxy cars are best for the big girls. No. Dentist office restroom?
Oh.
Somebody says the ferry on the way to Crystal Beach. Where on earth did you? Oh, you could do it in the car. Well, but people are all around there. How do you do that?
I mean, maybe if you get the back spot, but then people get out and walk around.
Yeah. Petco.
Oh,
after hours.
No.
After hours in Petco. Oh my goodness.
The stadium?
No.
Oh.
The pet company where you go buy pet food.
Were they an employee there?
Yeah, 20 cats watching. Very weird.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah.
I had sex at a Baskin Robbins. I was an employee there. But it wasn't like in the area where the ice cream was. It was like in the back office.
That can get a little messy.
Could have, but
so, damn, I can't get chicks to do that with me anywhere. Well, you know what?
Step your game up, bro. You got to treat a lady right if you want her to hook up with you in the Burger King bathroom. You got to treat her like a lady.
Some of this stuff is just disgusting. Oh, now I'm getting specific bars, and these are bars I've been to. Now I'm not going to want to go in those restrooms. I do remember one time, it's closed now, there was a place called Brewery Tap downtown. Uh-huh. Really cool bar that a friend of mine worked at. And I used to go there all the time after work when I was at the Chronicle. And so we're in there drinking one night. And this girl goes into the bathroom. This guy follows her. 30 seconds later, I mean, it's not a huge place, but they weren't quiet about it. I mean, they were just basically howling and going at it. Lasted about 42 seconds. And they both walk out, and they both look like exactly what they've been doing in a disgusting bathroom. And if you know that place, those bathrooms were disgusting. I don't know if they were in the men's or the women's, but ugh. Somebody says, Northwest Mall, someone tried to steal my Jeep Cherokee because I had the keys in it to hear the radio while he was doing it.
That's a bad call.
04 Honda Element, East Beach, Galveston. East Beach, Galveston, yeah, that's a lot of people. In the dark of a laser tag place.
Oh, there's children, sir.
You don't want to misfire.
Oh. Chung, that was a really gross and funny joke.
Yeah, it was. Oh. I got caught by the police in my hometown at the city park. They made her call her mother and me call my dad. We were 17 and 16. Luckily, my dad was cool. Her mom was not so happy. Yeah, I'd probably be like, way to go, son. Just make sure she was legal. All right, we got to line you guys up. Here's what you're playing for. $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City at 45 and FM 646. They have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces, TVs on every wall so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. So here's the deal. You guys got to get lined up. Hang on through the break. We want the funniest What Are the Odds today. Take your best shot. 713-780-3776. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Can I just say, suddenly I feel like I haven't had a very interesting sex life, yeah, compared to our listeners who've, I've been all over the place and been very funny. All right, we still got a line or two open if you want to try to play this, but we've got several people who are lined up at 713-780-3776 to win a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. 45 and FM 646, they have the best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. Funniest What Are the Odds, as judged by Jong Lee. And why do I think that? Okay, guys, do not go have sex in the Quaker Steak and Lube parking lot now. I just, for some reason, I get to see 100 blitzers out there thinking, oh, next on my list. Just win the gift card, okay? Let's start. Okay, and after you're done, just hang on until we tell you you got no chance of winning. All right, Danny, you're up first. What's up, man?
Hey, guys.
Sports.
What are the odds that someone comes up behind AJ and hugs them in their tidy whities because John Granato told them to?
What is wrong with John Granato?
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
That must be from a while back because I didn't hear that today.
If someone does that, I will hit them. If you come up to me in your underwear and hug me from behind, I will hit you. And I won't feel bad about it, even if you're old.
Joey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports, Joey.
What's the odds Jon Snow and the Queen of Dragons hooking up anytime soon?
I didn't understand
a word
of
that. Say that again?
Yeah. What's that, Joey?
I said, what's the odds of Jon Snow and the Queen of Dragons in Game of Thrones hooking up anytime soon?
I don't think that's a good pairing.
I think they're related. Of course, that didn't stop the Targaryens.
True.
I'll go 10%. I think he winds up with Sansa Stark instead.
I think
because they're not really brother and sister.
More likely.
Steve, you're up next, sir.
Hey guys, what are the odds the babies conceived in these fast food restaurant hookups go on to have successful careers at those fast food restaurants?
Successful careers? I don't know.
Oof. 30%.
Yeah.
About 30%. Because a lot of them get fired.
Yeah.
Because
it's hard to have a successful career at a fast food.
Especially if mom tells you, hey, you know what? You were conceived right over there in the Hardee's parking lot. Oh, I want to make manager. And then you start thinking about, ooh, yeah. Amber, up next.
Hey, guys, sports. What are the odds that arrests for indecent exposure are up after y'all's conversation today with the Blitzers this week?
Have to be.
100%. And I want it noted for the record, we're not encouraging any of you to do any of this.
Don't do this, guys.
No. The privacy of your own home.
Be a responsible adult.
Exactly. You know, and you know, abstinence isn't a bad thing either. You don't have to even do it. Who am I talking to? Let's try Spence. What's up, Spence?
Hey, sports, guys.
Sports.
And what's the chances if Hillary Clinton gets elected president, she does some oral stimulation in the Oval Office?
I don't think she does that, which is why Bill is looking around in other places anyway.
What if she does with Monica Lewinsky? Maybe?
I guess that's possible.
All right.
We shouldn't talk about the future president like that.
Well, I got bad news for you. Well, never mind. She's not the president yet.
By the way, I'll
be respectful when she's a president.
Hey, Lamont, I like you and all, but can you be a little less graphic when you're talking about your sexual experiences? I don't need to know all that. I don't need to know in that sort of detail or in those words for sure.
I didn't see it.
If I see you at a Texans tailgate and I hug you, you're going to two-piece me. If you're wearing whitey tighties, yeah. Yeah, I am. If that's all you're wearing is your underpants and you come up behind me at a Texans tailgate and hug me.
There are some people who consider that sexual assault.
I'm going to assume that you are a drunken lunatic and I'm going to try to defuse the situation as quickly and violently as possible.
Choke him out?
No, I know. I hit. If someone hugs me like that, I create space and I hit them as hard as I can.
All right, we got three more contestants.
That's gross.
Terry, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that the only reason Bill Clinton wants Hillary to get elected is for the intern buffet that he gets to go through?
Intern buffet.
I don't think the first man gets.
Yeah, he doesn't get any intern buffet.
Gets interns.
No. Alex.
Hey, sports fellas, how's it going?
Sportsy.
Awesome, man. I just want to know, what are the odds Ronda Rousey gets knocked up before she gets knocked out?
What if she gets what?
Knocked up before she gets knocked out.
Boy, I don't think so.
I don't know. She was talking about wanting to make babies with the guy.
Yeah, I think she was panicked. Now I think she's kind of come down, and I think she's all right.
All right, one more, and then Jong will pick a winner. Jason, you were on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah, what are the odds Barry Warner farts on air first before you guys make up your own on-air game show?
We've had on-air game shows
before.
Yeah,
we've done a bunch of on-air game shows. Just most of them are lame.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you this. Guess what this is? It's an on-air game show. You know what? We have to automatically eliminate him. All right, Jong. What do you think?
I'm going to give it to Amber.
Okay. Good call. Amber, congratulations, you have won. Everybody else, well done. Yeah, Facebook, what are the odds Dallas Keuchel's ERA is less than Fred's weight? That's going to be about 4%. He's got to come in under 225. I don't see that happening. Okay, that was fun. So what, it's not a game show if we're not going, making bad Asian accents, is that it?
Maybe. if it's not Chinese food related.
I guess not.
It's possible.
Oh, well. Amy on Facebook said, what are the odds that you would go to Vegas and almost miss your flight because a guy is threatening to jump off a garage? Thankfully, he was fine and came down, but he was up there for 10 hours. So did you almost miss your flight because you stayed there for 10 hours to watch to see if he would jump, or because you couldn't get to the airport because of it? Because
I mean, if you make me miss my flight,
I would like to
jump, bro. I'm not trying.
I know, but if the guy's really going to jump,
yeah,
aren't you going to stick around and watch?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my goodness, you guys are killing me today. No, can't read that. Can't read that.
You got to do a better job of screening.
Yeah, I'm doing the best I can here. I've been. This is one of those days that I'm completely overwhelmed with texts and tweets, and I can't keep up. What are the odds my wife is in New York cheating on me instead of being on a business trip? That might make the $50 gift card meal awkward. She is. Just
what are you gonna do about
get
it?
Your own action at home. That's what I would do in such a situation. But anyway, I'm getting a lot of stairwells at high schools and colleges, including one college where I used to teach, which makes me really uncomfortable. And we're going to take a break. I can't do this. One more great giveaway when we come back, and I don't know where we're going from here. Show's off the rails, as usual. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Did you drop that? How'd that happen?
I know where the F-bomb is in the song.
Yeah.
And I didn't fade it down fast enough.
Come on, John. Get on your game. So we had to dump the intro?
No, just four just seconds.
4 seconds of the song there.
Is our dump only 4 seconds now?
No, it's 8 seconds, and if you hit it once, it dumps half.
Oh.
Okay. Boy, I remember when I moved to the Clear Channel station in Austin, it was a big deal for, like, the engineer was super mad because they had to, the longest delay they had there was 7 seconds, and they were so, I don't even know why they hired me. They were so terrified that I was going to break that 7 seconds that they had to install a 15-second delay. And the engineer was talking about how it's impossible. He's an old crotchety dude. It's impossible. I'm not going to be able to do this. And yeah, so they had to put it. Eventually, they did it. They put in a 15-second delay. I feel proud now that I work on a show where, I mean, potentially it can only be a 4-second dump if it has to be. So that's good.
Usually, that's all we need, because most of the time when something comes out of one of our mouths, it's John dump that, and that's the end of it.
What pissed me off was when I was at Clear Channel, they would. My producer was on the, like, he'd answer the phone during my show, and I knew if he answered the phone that it was someone down the hall calling.
Yeah.
And if that happened, that he would dump multiple times in my show. Like, sometimes there'd be just blank air on my show for 2 or 3 minutes because they didn't want whatever I was doing to get out, which when I would find out that was the case, I would be super angry about it. But at that point, there's nothing you can do. Oh, well, that's why I left.
Hey, can I just real quickly, congratulations to our good buddy Jerome Solomon.
What did he win?
He won one of the named a top ten sports columnist for papers with circulations of more than 175,000 at the APSE awards, which are going on right now.
Good for him.
Which is Brian T. Smith also made the top ten, but Jerome's our guy, so congratulations to both of you, but mostly to my man Jerome. I will go on record as saying, you know who made Jerome Solomon a columnist?
Fred Fowler.
Fred Fowler did.
Smart move.
And I think this is the first time that they've had a top 10 column since I was there.
So we really need to congratulate you.
No, Jerome, it's all about Jerome. Jerome deserved that. But that's quite a feat. And congratulations, buddy. Very proud of you. So I guess how would you feel if I had sex with your wife in a car in a parking lot? Well, I'd rather you do that than bring her home. Not at my place.
What if it's in your new Camaro, though?
I don't know how you're going to... Well, no, not in my car. That's
that
not
would
cool.
Bum you out, right?
I don't, you know, anything else is fine, whatever. Just, I don't need to know about it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Just don't make a mess. You know what? Because if you do that, you're going to have to take it to one of those hand wash places and get it cleaned. It's not worth it. By the way, one of those things I don't quite get, like these nude bicycle rides. Apparently in Australia, this is a thing. And apparently there's a World Naked Bike Ride Day, right?
Like, have we already forgotten what happened to the dude at the combine where his junk fell out?
Apparently so, but...
It's not wise.
Apparently...
You should be wearing more clothes when you do physical activity, more protective clothing.
Well, they've been having a naked bike ride in Melbourne for the past 10 years. And I have to say... Huffington Post, bad job, because every photo they have in here except for one is guys, naked guys, which, you know, I know that some of you like that. If you're going to show me naked people riding bikes, don't show photos of some guy with a big fat ass and then in the background what looks like could be an attractive woman, okay? Anyway, but apparently the World Naked Bike Ride in Melbourne has changed. Cycling and cycling awareness has become a full-time job, not just one day a year. So they have to do a whole bunch. It's a year-round thing now to set this up. And apparently the crowd has become an issue. But the 200 cyclists participated in the naked bike ride, which took place on a 15-kilometer stretch of road near St. Kilda Beach. But they do have a brief mission statement. We face automobile traffic with our naked bodies as the best way of defending our dignity and exposing the unique dangers faced by cyclists and pedestrians, plus all the negative effects of oil, cars, war, consumerism, and non-renewable energy.
Okay. Well.
I think Australians are really cool about a lot of stuff. This is just weird.
I'm sure that happens here, too, though.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it does. Well, it's World Nude Bicycle Day.
Right.
And, of course, a bunch of them have stuff painted on them. Which, some of these photos are pretty disgusting, I have to admit. Burn fat, not oil. He needs to burn a lot more. Naked guy, completely naked guy with one less car on his back. Pubic transport. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to Melbourne anytime soon to watch any bike rides, but they're shutting it down because I guess it's gotten too big.
Oh, they're stopping it permanently?
Yes. Well, it looks like this is the last one, they said. So there's a lot of things I don't want to see. That's kind of one of them. I mean, I don't have any problem with people want to wander around naked, but considering some of the conversations we've heard and seen today, I do not want to see naked cyclists.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't even know where to take the show now. It's so far off the rails. I don't really have any interest in going back to sports at this point. But, so I guess this Thunder owner.
I don't know how much of an owner he is. Don't think he's not a majority owner for sure.
Yeah.
The guy that died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a day after he's indicted, he's in a car wreck?
Yeah. I'm not saying that's shady, but it seems pretty shady.
Wouldn't you wait a little bit?
I mean, to make it less obvious, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this a, well.
I don't want to speculate. The dude's dead. I don't know if it's.
And he's not, frankly, he's not important enough.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. I never heard of that guy until now. So
yeah.
He's off my radar. I'm not going to speculate on why the guy's dead or if it was intentional or what. I don't know.
Who cares? Oh God, don't give me the description of your junk getting tangled on your bike.
No.
Double Down says, now I'm just imagining one of those major bike crashes with naked people. Do they at least wear helmets? They do have helmets. Although, if you're naked and you crash on a bike, the helmet's not
the
good.
Least of your concerns.
Yeah, you're going to be, I mean, if you get something caught in the spokes, I mean, there's a lot of things that could go wrong with that. Easy Money, 2003 Toyota Matrix at a drive-in movie. There's not many drive-in movies, but I assume that's a pretty common place, right?
Yeah, there's a drive-in kind of close to our house, and we go there pretty regularly, but no sex goes on.
With you or with anybody?
Well, not with me.
Well, you're probably taking your kids, huh?
Yeah, because there's a lot of kids there.
Yeah. I notice those are making a comeback.
Drive-ins?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one out there is pretty nice, man. It's like sort of Tomball-ish, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Chris wants to know whether or not you get Jong to sing Adele buzzed again. We'll get Jong to sing again, but you know, his performances are things of art. So you really can't repeat the same song. And it's not like he goes on tour and does a concert. These are kind of spur of the moment things that, you know, they have to remain unique. But you can always go listen to it on Podcast Arena. It's there. I'm guessing that'll be on our very Best of the Blitz compilation that we put together. He says he was 20% owner. Okay, when you get the 70% owner and you whack yourself, I'll be interested in the story. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Oh, I got one more giveaway.
All right.
It's a big one.
That's what she said.
Not to me. Street Fighter V for PS4. A new era of fighting games begins now. Street Fighter V is out. Win a copy and be blown away. Street Fighter V has new characters, stunning visuals, and tons of fighting fun. It's out on PS4 and PC. Don't even think about calling yourself a gamer unless you own Street Fighter V. Pick it up now. Rated T for teen. Caller 15. There you go. We are going to take a very quick break. For some reason, there's one texter that's all he cares about today is the dead guy story.
Well,
good for you.
Listen to another show. I don't care.
I have no interest, man. It's some dude who's owner of a team whacked himself because he was in trouble. You're a bleeping coward if you did that. You know, how about don't get caught? And if you do, take your medicine. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify if someone's head off.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The third annual Houston Whiskey Festival is Saturday, March 19th at Silver Street Studio in the Heights. A fun night straight out of the Prohibition era. Sample and sip a wide selection of bourbon, single malts, blended scotches, and more, plus craft beers, wines, and other spirits for all the non-whiskey drinkers. Enjoy cigars in the Sirius Cigars Lounge, whiskey seminars with premier master blenders and other whiskey experts, live bands all night. Go to HoustonWhiskeyFestival.com to get your tickets today. before it sold out. And this event did sell out last year, so don't wait. It is going to sell out fast. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. We're going to close the show the way we do every Wednesday as we celebrate those who have passed away.
Who have come and gone.
Indeed. Those who made an impact on us. We'll start with celebrities. Where in 2012, English musician Davy Jones died from a heart attack at age 66.
Rest in peace, Davy Jones.
He was a monkey, right?
He was. Hey, hey. He's a monkey.
People say he monkeyed around.
They did say he monkeyed around. I used to love that show, The Monkees, when I was a kid.
I did too. But he was too busy dying to put anybody down.
Yeah.
We go to 2009, where American radio broadcaster Paul Harvey died at the age of 90. Said, good day, for the last time. Glenn Hughes, actually, I used to do it. That was awful. John Candy, 1994. Very funny man. Dead at 43.
A lot of good movies, John Candy.
Yeah.
No surprise he died at 43 of a heart attack.
Yeah,
he was a giant fat cell.
He was a large man, and he also did a lot of drugs and stuff, too. So, which, hey, you're a comedian. That's...
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, sports figures. Anthony Mason in 2015. Dead at 48 of a heart attack. I don't know the other two guys, so I'm going to skip them. We go to animals. 1913, an elephant seal that was 22.37 feet long and 8,800 pounds was killed in South Georgia. Who would go kill that guy?
I don't know.
An 8,800-pound seal? That's pretty cool.
I mean, I would be terrified of it. I might have killed it. If I saw it, like if it was just walking the streets.
That's where sea monsters
are flipping, flopping the streets, mm-hmm. whatever.
He wouldn't be flipping very far at that size.
Right.
And an American legend in 1979, Mr. Ed, the talking horse.
The famous Mr. Ed, you mean?
Indeed. Wait a minute, Wilbur. I'm dead. That happened in 1979. Okay, we'll go through our popes. In 1605, Clement VIII, also known as Ippolito Adolfrini, whatever.
Ippolito Adolfrini.
965, excuse me. The prequel to Leo DiCaprio is Leo VIII, the Italian anti-pope.
True.
561, Pelagius I. What was the name?
Were there multiple Pelagiuses, you think?
I don't know. That's the first Pelagius I've seen.
Like, when you're picking out your pope name, I'd go, oh, that Pelagius didn't really work out. Let's go with something else. John Paul or Clement. Whatever.
Or St. Hilarius in 468. Too, yeah. He was a calendar reformer. But, of course, his birth date is unknown, even though he reformed a calendar.
Yeah.
And 254, St. Lucius I. He was pope and bishop of Rome. Dude was busy. Famous killers or killed by famous killers. Richard Kuklinski, American Mafia hitman. 2006, died at the age of 70. Boy, you make it to 70 when you're a hitman. That's a pretty good run. And Louis Buckhalter from Murder Incorporated was executed in 1944 at the age of 47. That is not a good run.
No.
All right. Let's get on to our good deaths. In 1953, at the age of 73, Joseph Stalin, Premier of the Soviet Union. That's a pretty big name.
Yeah, that's a good one.
1959.
Not like he's a good guy.
But no, but a big name.
He's a big name. That's a big name death.
Second biggest name on this list, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
Third biggest name, 1959, Lou Costello, comedian and actor from Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello, yeah.
Dead at 52. So you would agree, Stalin ahead of Lou Costello.
Stalin, bigger name, yeah.
Bigger name than both of them.
That's... Who's the biggest name so far? It's got to be Stalin. This week. Okay.
Well, we got Hugo Chavez in 2013.
Mr. Ed's pretty big, too.
Mr. Ed. You know what? I'm going to put Mr. Ed ahead of Joseph Stalin.
No, I'll go Stalin, Mr. Ed.
I'll go Mr. Ed, Stalin, John Candy.
Yeah.
But
John Candy more famous than Davy Jones?
Yeah, for me.
Okay.
Davy Jones a little bit before my time.
Hey, with the monkeys.
But I have a death better than all of them.
All right.
A death of a true legend. A man of genius. A man whose brilliant foresight allowed many children of my age to stay up all night playing Dungeons and Dragons. in 2008.
Oh, your hero.
Gary Gygax.
The legend
that is Gary Gygax. The co-creator of Dungeons & Dragons. But what's funny is we don't even know who the other creator is.
Because he's a scrub.
It's all Gary Gygax. And even his name says what it was about. He was a dork, just like the rest of us. And then he gave dorks like us hope with our magic users.
Didn't you have sex with someone that you met through Dungeons & Dragons?
Yes, I did. But not out of... Well, yes,
what
in a car.
What do you think she looks like now?
Well...
You think it's bad?
No, because... Boy, I don't know. Man, I don't want to think about how the women, when I was 17, how they look now. Because I see a lot of them on Facebook. And some of them still...
Some of them still got it.
Yeah.
But some of them don't.
But I don't think I'm on Facebook with that one. She was a mousy little thing. She was cute. But mousy. I'm going to start that one again. All right, finally. We have one dead porn star. Time to play Guess How the Porn Star Died. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. You know what? I missed one here. This is a pretty big name, too. He's no Gygax. But 1950 Adam Rayner, the only man in recorded human history to have ever been both a dwarf. He was 4 feet tall at the age of 18. He grew to 7'8" at 51.
Jeez.
So he was the only human in history to ever been both a dwarf and a giant.
Good for him.
That's some weird
disease.
Saved
it all up, and then...
He really shot up there at the end.
Yep.
All right.
Really shot up there at the end. That's also what they say about John Belushi.
That's true. All right, here you go. 2000, Lolo Ferrari, at the age of 38, died of...
Such a good porn star name.
It is.
I'm going to go with... In what year?
2000.
Ooh, that's a drug overdose or a car wreck caused by a drug overdose.
Is drug overdose your final answer?
It has to be, yes.
And it is a winner. Prescription overdose. But still drugs. That's going to wrap it up. You know, this is either one of those worst or best. No in between. John, great job. AJ, great job. I'll take the blame if it sucks. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.